From the Sky News Centre at 7, Lord Mandelson has been reported to the police by the SNP MP Stephen Flynn. Emails released in the US suggest he forwarded sensitive government information to the disgraced financier Jeffrey Epstein while he was business secretary in 2009. Senior Cabinet Minister Darren Jones says the Prime Minister wants Lord Mandelson to hand his peerage back.
Peter Mandelson must account for his actions and conduct. It is an understatement, Madam Deputy Speaker, to say that his decision to continue a close relationship with a convicted paedophile, including discussing private government business, falls far below the standards expected of any minister.
Lord Mandelson has previously apologised for carrying on his relationship with Epstein. The Suffolk Strangler has admitted killing a teenage girl more than 25 years ago. Steve Wright, who's behind bars for killing five women in Ipswich, admitted the murder of 17-year-old Victoria Hall. A Russian sea captain's been found guilty of gross negligence manslaughter after the death of a member of his crew off the coast of Yorkshire. The jury found Vladimir Motin failed to take any action to prevent the collision with an oil tanker in the North Sea last March. Michael Gregory is from the CPS.
The jury, in convicting him, has clearly concluded that his inaction, his failure to avert that collision, was truly exceptionally bad, was grossly negligent.
A 25-year-old man has been charged with the murder of a 50-year-old woman who was stabbed to death in northwest London on Saturday. Nigel Brightan will appear at the Old Bailey on Wednesday. Resident doctors have voted to continue strike action for another 6 months. Members of the BMA have walked out 14 times in their dispute over pay and conditions. And Celtic have signed forward Junior Adamu on loan from Freiburg until the end of the season. The Austrian international has made 29 appearances so far in the current campaign for the German club. That's the latest. I'm Stevie Schillinglaw.
From the Borough Radio newsroom, I'm Gareth Joy. A prisoner accused of murdering paedophile singer Ian Watkins has refused to appear in court. Rashid Goodell chose to stay in his cell instead of appearing before a judge by video link. It's believed he'll deny stabbing the former Lost Prophets frontman to death at Wakefield Jail in West Yorkshire. A woman has admitted rioting in Ely after the deaths of two teenage boys. Michaela Gonzalez changed her plea to guilty before she was due to go on trial at Newport Crown Court. She was given unconditional bail until sentencing takes place in June. Violence broke out following an e-bike crash which killed Harvey Evans and Kyrie Sullivan in May 2023. Opposition councillors say they'll keep up the pressure over Cosmeston Lakes. Vale of Glamorgan Council says the controversial aquapark won't return to the country park this summer. It's been welcomed by the Welsh Conservative group, but they've warned it doesn't mean the attraction won't be back. The cabinets will meet on Thursday to discuss its recommendations. And a retired farmer from Llantwit Major has hit the jackpot.
It's actually £250,000.
That's awesome, isn't it?
That's not too bad, isn't it?
That's Phil Llewellyn after he won the People's Postcode Lottery at the weekend. The former pro shooter, who took part in two Commonwealth Games, said he initially thought it was a prank, but he's now planning to spend the money on his family. In sport, Sophia Kelly has joined Rangers on loan for the rest of the season. The Bowie-born goalkeeper is on loan from Aston Villa during her first full year as a professional. Kelly told Rangers TV she's excited about her move to Ibrox.
I want to try and develop as much as I can, and I feel like coming to a big club like this, I'm going to get the most out of it. It's amazing, and obviously the culture that comes with it all. Obviously you've got your Rangers and your Celtic rivalry, and I just feel like that whole atmosphere is something that I really have to experience.
This is Bro Radio, the Vale's local radio station, and it's your Monday night sports show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And what have we got to look forward to on today's show? So we're going to be bringing you Welsh Cup action from the quarterfinal stage that took place over the weekend. We're also going to be seeing how your Vale football teams got in league action across the Vale. We're going to be dipping into the Elite Hockey League with the Ice Hockey and the Cardiff Devils. And we're going to be seeing how your Vale teams have got on in the local round of rugby. And of course, we're all going to be excited and looking forward to the Six Nations that start this week. All that and more here to come at Bro Radio. This is your Monday Night Sports Show with me, Mike Fowler. And we're going to take you into Welsh Cup quarter-final action. And there was two of your Vale teams were involved, so Barrytown United and Caeredin, and they both took the trips up to North Wales. And Barrytown United fell victim to a Welsh Cup giant killing after a 2-1 defeat to CPT Aril in the quarterfinals. Ollie Hulbert struck early in the with his 15th goal of the season, but Steve Jenkins' men let the lead slip as Mo Ali and Archie Jones sent the second-tier Lily Whites into the last four. Manager Steve Jenkins named two changes from last week's league defeat at the Dew Saints, with Josh Barnard and Dan Barton replacing Callum Sainty and Will Richards. And Robbie Wilmot was handed the captain's armband in the absence of regular skipper Sainty following the unfortunate death of his father. But they did take the early advantage with a bright start at Bellevue in front of 1,100 strong crowd as Yian Owen nodded down a long throw into the path of Hulbert, who teed up in front of real keeper Alex Swindle to take the lead after just 7 minutes. The Lily Whites took time to settle and seemingly enjoyed more of the chances that followed, with George Radcliffe forced into a fine save by top scorer Jack Parry from the edge of the box. Barnard's long-range cross to Owen was met with a glancing header which landed in the top of the netting, while Swindle was on hand to deny Ben Magotson's header from a Wilmot set-piece. But Real drew level on 38 minutes when Ben Lawrence beat a Barry defender before his long-range cross from the right was flicked home superbly by Ali at close range into the top corner. And then a nervy yet pacey start to the second half nearly saw Real go in front with a Dan Aitkins volley which was palmed away by Radcliffe. But the game became more bogged down in midfield for a while before the 68 minutes Barton lost possession in midfield to Billy Holmes, who set up Archie Jones's half volley into an empty net to hand Real the lead. Nerves shifted to panic as Barry launched wave after wave of attack in the closing minutes, looking for an equaliser. Dan Smith blasted the ball over the bar after Barnard was again denied by Swindle, while Ben Magotson struck the far post, followed by a bicycle kick which went desperately wide as Barry saw their cup run come to a frustrating end. And Real celebrated their biggest triumph in the Phoenix club's history since it was formed in 2020. But next week, it's back to Cymru Premier action for Steve Jenkins' men, as on Saturday they look for their first win of Phase 2 when they're at home to Colwyn Bay. But that does start the start of a very busy month, which also includes the Nathaniel MG Cup final against the New Saints on February the 28th. But there was also a second Vale team in quarter-final action, and that was Caeredin. And their hopes for a first semi-final appearance were dashed after losing 3-1 to third-tier Bangor City, 1876. Over 2,800 at Nantporth, easily the biggest gate of the competition this season, saw Kai Powell Roberts edge the City in front on 14 minutes, taking advantage of Howell Davis lost possession before his tackle sent the ball in the direction of keeper Harry Irving, who did little to save the young gun's blushes. But Kaira found an equaliser 7 minutes later when Dan Griffiths headed in from Bubakara Sammer's cross, only for Corrig McGongley to restore Bangor's lead 3 minutes later from a teasing cross by Paul Roberts. And Kyra's cup run finally came to an end on the hour when Dylan Summer-Jones's effort deflected off defender Harrison Lewis to seal City's place in the semi-finals. And Caeredin are back in action next against Ammanford in Cymru South action. But the remainder of the lineup now for the Welsh Cup semi-final are two more teams from the North Wales coast. So Flint Town United of the Cymru Premier beat Anglesey Club Trudor Bay 3-1, while Carnarvon Town cruised to a 4-1 win over Colwyn Bay, and that was in front of 1,000. 200 fans. So that brings you up to date with your Vale teams in the cup action. Up next, we're going to be looking at the league positions of where what your Vale clubs have been up to in their latest round of matches here at Bro Radio.
Bro Radio. Toaster not popping? Vacuum got a blockage? Bike gears slipping? Don't ditch them, fix them at your local repair cafe in the Vale of Glamorgan. Whether it's your favourite jacket, shoes, lamp, toaster or bike, Repair Cafe Wales skilled volunteers could bring your items back to life for free. Save money by fixing and reduce waste for a greener Wales. Search Climate Action Wales to find your nearest repair cafe.
YMCA Barry Gymnastic Club is a great place to get active. Our experienced coaches run fun gymnastics classes for all ages with no experience necessary. Our inclusive sessions are tailored for everyone, from toddlers to adults. So whether you're learning the ropes or wanting to perform competitively, YMCA Barry's Gymnastic Club is the perfect platform for you. We run drop-in pay-as-you-go gym babies and gym tots sessions too. Visit ymcabarry.org.uk, click gymnastics and register today.
Waking up the Vale on Vale Breakfast.
Weekday mornings from 6:30 a.m.
Vale Breakfast with the Bro Radio app.
Download now from your app store.
Dancing on
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Pro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And now we're going to be bringing you the league action from around the Vale. And Barry Town United rounded off phase one of the Adran Premier season with a 6-1 defeat at home to title challengers Wrexham. James Fishlock side have conceded 13 goals in their last two games and will be looking to turn their form around when the plate conference gets underway later this month. Emily Blunt replaced Molly Hanson in goal for her first senior start, with Fishlock handing Jenna Park debuts to Anya Grunwald, Holly Jones and Gemma Lister, in place of Evelyn Ingram, Kira Harris and Ellie Priest. And with a top four finish long out of reach for Barry, they had nothing to lose from ringing the changes. Well, Wrexham under manager Jenny Sugarman making a sustained push for their first Adran Premier title. And so it proved, as Katie Barker took the lead after 17 minutes from Faye Knox's cross before Rosie Hughes punished the hosts for a defensive error, rounding Blunt and slotting into the empty net on a quarter an hour. Barry gave himself hope just before half-time when Jasmine Turner turned the tables on the Wrexham midfield and struck past Liz Craven for only her second goal of the season. But the second half was one-way traffic, with Hughes restoring Wrexham's two-goal lead from a clinical volley just before the half-hour, before Knox's low ball slipped through Blunt's hands. Barker completed the route again, rounding the Barry keeper on her way to Wrexham's fifth before the Reds forward wrapped up a hat-trick on the 80th minute. That completed another agonising day for the hosts. But there is another weekend off now for Barry due to the Women's Welsh Cup before Phase 2 begins on Sunday the 15th of February. And Wrexham now remain just 1 point behind defending champions Cardiff City, who cruise to a 4-0 win at Aberystwyth with the aid of ex-Barry striker Mackenzie Alden. And Pontypridd United remain firmly at the bottom of the table with 14 defeats out of 14 after an 8-0 demolition at the hands of the New Saints. And Britton Ferry's home game against Swansea City was postponed. And in the Cymru South, Llantwit Major held Carmarthen Town to a 1-1 draw. Chris Evans marked his return on loan from Britton Ferry by scoring the equaliser in only Major's second game of 2026. And manager Carl Lewis also handed a first start to newly signed goalkeeper Sean Gardner following his move from Trion Stars earlier this week. The Old Gold went ahead after 26 minutes when Luke Cummins struck from the edge of the box before Evans, a member of the 2021-22 winning squad, drew level by heading a set piece 5 minutes before half-time. But Major remained 10th in the table as their attentions turn to next Friday night's quarter-final against Trio and Stars in the Welsh Blood Service Cup, which will be played at Tree Thomas Bluebirds Ground in Hengoed. But elsewhere on Friday, Pontypridd United beat relegation candidates Avonlea 2-0 to steer further clear of the drop zone, while Cambrian Celtic remain rooted to the foot of the table after a 2-0 defeat to Tree Thomas Bluebirds. And the top of the table clash with Trevelyan and league leaders Cambrian United was postponed, while just one game went ahead on Saturday as Aberystwyth Town won 1-0 at Newport City. And also on Saturday, Dinas Powys were in action and they won 4-0 against Tonna Revel. Oliver Bradley with the only first half goal, a Gareth Emmanuel penalty doubled Dinas Powys' lead, and Joseph Rees got the third before Barnett rounded off the game with the fourth. And Dinas Powys are currently sixth in their league, and on Saturday they're at home to AFC Penrhyniad. And also on Saturday, Ely Rangers went down 4-1 at home to Avang United. Matthew Bainion, Luke Conti and Jack Underwood with three quick first half goals. Noah DeBasta pulled one back for Ely Rangers, but sub Connor Parker had the last word for the away side. And Ely Rangers are currently sitting seventh in the league, and next they're at home to Tata Steel. And unfortunately, Cardiff Airport lost 1-0 away to Evans and Williams. And the only goal was in that game was scored by Elliot Jones. And that leaves Cardiff Airport fifth in the league. And next up, they're at home to Pembroke Harbour Rangers. So that brings you up to date with what's been going on with the football from around the Vale. We've still got the ice hockey and rugby to look forward to. But next year on Bro, we've got one of our local music playlists, and this is Cardor Radio by James Jones. And James Jones is a Welsh musician, composer and multi-instrumentalist from Caerphilly, known for his electric blend of folk, jazz, pop and world-inspired sounds, and his skill across violin, piano, guitar and vocals.
You think you're the prettiest girl.
So that was Cardor Radio by James Jones on our local music here at Bro Radio. But continue with the sport now. We're going to see how the Cardiff Devils got on in the Elite Hockey League. So they were, firstly, they were playing on Friday against Dundee Stars, and they won in overtime. They're 4-3. And Josh McDonald struck the Devils overtime winner at Dundee Stars to continue their challenge in the Elite Hockey League. The hosts took an early lead through Bradley Schumbert, with Ryan Barrow hitting back before Schumbert again found the target. Cole Sanford brought the visitors level before Cohen Olszewski put them ahead for the first time, only for Cameron Kiley to hit back at the hosts. This sent the encounter into overtime, and McDonald hit the target to seal a 4-3 victory for the Devils. So that was on Friday, and then on Sunday, the Devils were at home against the Nottingham Panthers, and they suffered a 4-1 loss there. So the third place visitors, who are now only a point behind the Devils, hit back through Cooper Zek in the first period. They doubled their lead in the second thanks to Tim Doherty, only for Jimmy Olginsey to give Cardiff hope in a bid to make a fifth successive home win. However, the Panthers restored their two-goal advantage thanks to Zek's second, and then Brian Lemos secured the victory. So one win and one loss over the weekend for the Cardiff Devils there. And again, now what has that done to the Elite Hockey League here? So the Devils are still sitting in second. They are sitting there. They are 4 points behind the Belfast Giants, but they have played one game more. And the Nottingham Panthers, who beat the Devils yesterday, they are 1 point behind the Devils, but again, they've played one game less as well. And then in fourth place, Sheffield Steelers played the same number of games as the Devils, but are 3 points behind. And then there's quite a big gap then. Manchester Storm are 9 points behind the Devils, sitting in fifth place. But they do have, the Devils do have two more games to look forward to this week. And the first one is at Friday, where they're at home to Guildford Flames. And then on Sunday, they're away to Fife Flyers. So we would hope for, get the two victories there. Fife Flyers are currently sitting bottom of the league. Played 36 games and have only won four, and they've lost 25 out of them, and they're only on 18 points after conceding 167 goals. So let's just hope we can get a few on the board there. And as for Guildford Flames, they're sitting in six. They've played the same number of games as Devils, so 35, but they're 13 points behind, so they're on 37 points there. And the Devils do really need this to keep their challenge going there, I think, in the Elite Hockey League. Certainly, that one win and one loss, that's given a bit of breathing space there for the Belfast Giants, but it's also closed the gap with the Nottingham Panthers and the Sheffield Steelers, are in there as well. And I think I've said this a few weeks now, that it looks like they're the top four, are probably going to finish in the top four. I'm not going to put my colours to the mast to say which order they're going to finish in yet, but I think Belfast Giants, Cardiff Devils, Nottingham Panthers and Sheffield Steelers will be the top four there in the Elite Hockey League. But up next on Pro Radio, we're going to be having a look at how your domestic teams have got on in rugby. But still to come, we've got the excitement as we look forward and we build towards the Six Nations action.
Pro Radio. Are you a small business owner or an entrepreneur? TL Systems are specialists in supporting sole traders and small businesses with their IT and telephone needs. We'll supply your internet, phone, office, security and web hosting, and then back it all up so your data is safe. Our rates are very affordable for you as a small business owner. We can supply everything and give you peace of mind with a maintenance contract from as little as £30 per month. TL Systems. Call us for a chat on 01446 747 702. Pop into our shop at the bottom of Halton Road, Barry, or visit tlsystems.co.uk.
Train travel with Transport for Wales couldn't be smoother. Pay as you go across the South Wales Metro for great prices. Just tap in with your phone, watch or bank card, then tap out when you arrive. And you'll automatically get our best value fare. Smooth. Search TFW Pay As You Go to find out more. Selected stations only. Best value compared to equivalent TFW tickets. T's and C's apply.
Have you got a spare room in your house and spare room in your heart? If you do, you could become a Shared Lives carer. The Vale of Glamorgan Shared Life Scheme provides short-term care and long-term breaks for local people living with additional support needs. It's a great way to work from home, as you'll receive over £400 per person per week. Pretty much anyone can become a Shared Lives carer, so find out more and apply today at valesharedlives.co.uk.
We'll be right back.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show with me, Mike Fowler. And we're going to be switching our attention now to rugby, where we're going to have a look at what's been going on with your domestic Vale teams in the rugby action. And we're going to start off with Division 1 East Central, where unfortunately, though, Barry's last game on last Saturday away to Revelling and Penarth's home game against Cambrian Welfare were both postponed. So what's that mean for the table? So that leaves Penarth currently sitting in first and Barry in eighth. And their next games are on Saturday the 14th. And Penarth are away to Llanharan and Barry are at home to St Albans. And in Division 2, East Central, Cowbridge are currently sitting in 6th in the table. And on Saturday the 14th, they are away to Porth Harlequins. And in Division 3 East Central, there was a Vale derby with Lantwick Major beating Dinas Powers 46-5. And that result leaves Lantwick Major third in the lead and Dinas Powers sitting in seventh. And again, on Saturday the 14th, Dinas Powers have a home game against Lantrissant and Lantwick Major are away to Fairwater. And in Division 5, East Central, Openarthians, they lost on Saturday 24-26 to Tree Herbert, and they currently sit ninth in the league, and on Saturday they are away to Cairo Ely. And in the Women's National League Championship, Openarthians are currently sit second, following their 33-28 away victory. And they next in action on Sunday the 15th away to Whitland. So that's your domestic rugby. And there's one big thing to look forward to now, and that is the Six Nations. And it starts this week. So I don't know about everybody else. I start off thinking, no chance. And then I'm at that stage now where I'm like, oh, maybe Wales do have a chance at surprising a few people this weekend. But just to remind everybody of the fixtures, well, just remember, don't miss the first game of the Six Nations, and that's France taking on Ireland. That's 8:10, but that's on Thursday the 5th. Yes, you hear that right. That's on Thursday. And I think that's to not clash with the opening of the Winter Olympics. But then we're back to normal then for the Six Nations, where on the Saturday there's two games, and the first game is Italy. They're hosting Scotland, and the late game is England hosting Wales. So it's the old enemy, the first game up, and it's away in Twickenham. So it's going to be a tough game for Wales there. And they've also announced the squad to place to play against Wales as well. So the squad to face Wales is Stewart, Fay, Mwabosu, Freeman, Dingwall, Arnold, Ford, Mitchell, Genge, George, Hayes, Coles, Chesham, Pepper, Underhill and Earl, with the replacements of Cohen, Dickey, Rod, Davison, Atoje, Curry, Pollock, Spence and Matt Smith. Interesting that Atoje is a replacement, but it doesn't take away from that England team. So, and it's always going to be a tough test going out to Twickenham. First game up, but we've got lots more excitement than we were six months ago. We've had a few victories, which is great, because we did go on a big run without victories. And some people will say it was Japan. Japan are a good team, and we can only play against the teams that we're playing against. But you might have noticed earlier in the day we put a bit of a post out on Bro Radio with the return of the Six Nations. How do we rate Wales's chances? And looking through the comments there, I think there's a few people probably being a bit realistic, wooden spoon candidates on there. There's a few people who are a little bit positive on there, thinking that we Lorraine says that they think Wales will be all right. Darren, sort of, I think you've got the same sort of attitude as me. I think that we will surprise a few teams, and that's what you've put on there as well. And yeah, a little bit negative. There's quite a funny one from Paddy there, saying we'll finish seventh. Interesting, finishing seventh in the Six Nations, but certainly if you're going on form, it might not be far wrong on there. Scott, two wins if we're lucky. I think we've got to target the home games for the wins there, and yes, one of the home games is France, so potentially we won't be targeting that one, but I think we could target Italy. And we definitely should be targeting the Scottish game. Ireland away is going to be tough as well. That, granted, it's always difficult, and it will be. But I'm just hoping they get off to a good start. And, you know, against England, what's a good start look like for me? I think a good start is showing some signs there, and putting the frighteners on them. I can see it being close, close-ish up to about 50 or 60 minutes, on there. And I think we just need to remember just to sort of play in the right positions there on the field, and take the pressure off ourselves as well, with the decision making. The domestic game in Wales hasn't been too bad with the regions as well. So, there's been some positives in that. So we're not sure how it's going to go. But I know people are saying potentially bottom and on there. But there is, there's far more comments on there saying let's support the team and support the boys. And I think, you know, everybody will, and there'll be a sea of red getting behind the Welsh team there. And I always go through that little sort of emotional cycle when it comes there, like Six Nations is happening, and I go, it's happening. We know it's happening. It's coming up in a couple of days' time. And now I'm in Six Nations week, and I'm trying really not to think too much about it at the moment because it's the beginning of the week. But certainly by Wednesday or Thursday, I'll be getting quite excited and waiting for the Welsh team announcement. That's going to be interesting. Certainly there'll be discussions like I'll have, with friends and mates up that will be going up and down the country about the right across the Vale about the team that is selected and what we think is going to happen, and how we think it's going to go. But it's, then I get excited, and then I go, and then I'll probably go through, oh, it's England and it's away, or we've probably not got a huge chance. And then it'll be the morning of the game and I'll be quite excited. And then I'll see where I am. I mean, it's a 20 to 5 kickoff. See where I am at 7:30 and I'll see where my emotions are and what I feel has happened there. But thank for everyone who's got your comments on there. Thank you in there. Not all of them can be read on the radio, but majority of them can. So, and keep across Bro Radio. We'll keep you up to date with what's happening there and with the announcement of the team here at Bro Radio.
1, 2, 3, 4. We don't want to be your enemy, but when we're on the field, it's red, white and green. Got beat by the Irish, got beat by the Scots, the French had a struggle, but you're the one we want. We want, as long as we beat the English, as long as we beat the English, as long as we beat the English, we don't care. As long as we beat the English, as long as we beat the English, as long as we beat the English, we don't care, we don't care.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show with me, Mike Fowler, here at Bro Radio. And would you like to be mentioned at Bro Radio with Club of the Week? Then what you need to do is go to broradio.fm/Club of the Week. Or if you just go to broradio.fm, you can follow the link to Club of the Week. And what we're going to be looking at doing on a Monday night here with me at the sports show is we're going to do Sports Club of the Week. What do you need to do to get involved? Well, it's simple. Just send a 90-second video featuring you and the club, and we'll just ask for an introduction to yourself and your name and role in the club. A little bit about the club. Is there a big event, an anniversary or something you'd like to tell us that's happening at the club? And then how can we get involved? Is there any upcoming sessions, open nights, opportunities to help out, not just on the playing side, but behind the scenes as well? And once you've made that 90-second video, you just need to email it to sport@broradio.fm. And I'm looking forward to seeing all these sports clubs of the week coming through and looking at them on the submission. And then featuring all your clubs here at Bro Radio on Sports Club of the Week, because I know that it is absolute fantastic sports teams and clubs around here in the Vale of Glamorgan, and this is the chance for you to showcase yourself, your talents and your club here in the Vale with the Vale's local radio station, Bro Radio. But up next on Bro Radio, we've got Patrick with the evening show.
Waves crash. Vital life skill. Start your swim journey with Legacy Leisure. Whether you're an absolute beginner or are looking to learn new skills, make a splash in 2026 at one of our four fantastic swimming pools. We've availability right now at Cardiff International Pool, Barry, Penarth and Llantwit Major Leisure Centres. From 3 months upwards, it's never too soon or too late to learn. Book your free swim assessment online today at leisurecentre.com.
Are your feet holding you back? Then visit the Vale Foot Clinic for all your podiatry and chiropody needs. We are HCPC registered podiatrists that have been caring for the Vale for over a decade, offering a number of services including gait analysis, shockwave therapy and highly effective treatments for verruca and ingrown nails. With clinics in Barry and Dinas, visit the Vale Foot Clinic for professional, client-centred treatment. Call to book on 01446 677 117 or visit podiatrywales.co.uk.
If you're craving the best fish and chips in town, you'll find them at Friar Tuck Fish and Chips on Richard Street, Barry. Choose from tasty chips, crispy battered fish and battered sausages, our irresistible Irish curry, or our ever popular lunchtime sausage share box. Friar Tuck Fish and Chips. We deliver locally via Uber. So order now at friartuckbarry.com or pop in. You'll find us on Richard Street behind the old Wilko.
On FM,
DAB,
smart speaker,
and the Bro Radio app.
This is Bro Radio.